Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Praise the Lord. Can y'all hear me now? Wow. Glory to God. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing. And we thank you, Father God, that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you that answers come in your presence this night. In Jesus' name, amen. Ask, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. Y'all ready for the word tonight?
Amen.
Joshua 1 and 8 says, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you'll be prosperous and successful. 1 Timothy 4 and 15, this is in the King James, meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. Now I want to read you the same scripture in 1 Timothy 4 and 15 in the Message. Cultivate these things, immerse yourself in them. The people will see you mature right before their eyes. I really like that. Because meditation causes maturity and it causes spiritual growth in us. Now, the definition of meditation, or some of them, is to think deeply. To think deeply and carefully about something. To ponder. To consider. The focusing of one's thoughts on something so as to understand it deeply. Now, Pastor Sharon was meditating on a scripture. And it's Exodus 14 and 14. You know, Wanda's been teaching some of that on the Wednesday nights for a couple of months. And this is in the Message translation. Pastor Sharon came across this nugget, and she asked me, she said, have you ever seen this before? And I said, I haven't. And it, you know, you receive, when we meditate the Word, we receive revelation knowledge. We see things we haven't seen. We hear things we haven't heard. In the Message translation, it says, God will fight the battle for you, and you keep your mouth shut. I like that. Because sometimes I've lost the battle because of my big mouth. Yeah, I know. That was y'all too. You just didn't admit it. But that's okay. Now, I want to teach meditation a little different than I've ever taught it before. You know, when I was coming up as a younger Christian, one of the things that I always heard was, get you a chapter every day, read you a chapter every single day. You know, you go through the Bible in a year and they have all these programs and plans, and that's a good thing. I'm not knocking that at all. But at the same time, you can go through the Bible every year, over and over and over and over, but you're not meditating it, so you're not getting the revelation knowledge. You're not drawing all the nourishment, the spiritual nourishment that's there in that scripture by just reading it. Because, you know, you can read 20, 30 scriptures pretty quick, and you really don't have revelation of everything that you just read. So, I'm going to, for us, and at least for myself, I see that I needed revelation knowledge on many different scriptures. And I see, if I'd have done it differently than I was, let's say, taught many years ago, that I would be in a different spot today as far as the revelation knowledge that I have on certain scriptures. If I had been taught, take one scripture for 1 week and meditate that same scripture, meditated in different, different types of the word. I mean, you know, like NIV, Message, Amplified, do it in different versions of the word so that you can see the different things of it. Just do it all week. Just do different things all week. Take a scripture out of it. Take a word out of that scripture and amplify it. And if you would do it that way. Now, okay, now I've been serving God for about 43 years. I'm 62 years old. Now, if I'd have done that, there's 2,000 scriptures. If I'd have just done one scripture a week, I would have had 2,000 scriptures where I had revelation knowledge on a great deal of those scriptures. You understand? I've got revelation knowledge on some scriptures, but not like I would have had if I had done it a different way. And if I was telling you to do it today, I would tell you, take one scripture and meditate it all week, and you'll see a vast difference. It'll help you more. Do word studies. Now, I've mentioned before that I have the YouVersion app on my iPad. Now, I like that. Now, you might like something else, and you know, God's got something for everybody. But I particularly like the YouVersion, and I can put different versions on it. I can just load them to it. There's over 50 versions that I can load to it, and I did. And now I've found, because it's very easy, now I need something simple. I don't know about you guys, I need something really simple. And for me, when I got the YouVersion, I found out it was very simple, and I could just hit one little button that says compare when I get a scripture. Let's just say the scripture that Pastor Sharon had was Exodus 14 and 14. Okay, you can take that scripture, highlight it in King James or whatever, and then tell it to compare. Well, depending on how many versions you have loaded, it'll show it to you in 50 different versions, or it'll show it to you in 3 different, or 4 different, or 5 different, whatever you've got. But it'll open it up to you, and it'll be easier for you to meditate it and see things from that scripture. Now, there's another scripture y'all going to recognize that I have meditated an awful lot. That's Matthew 11 and 28, and that's in the Message. It says, "Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace." You've heard me teach on this scripture over and over, because I'm learning the unforced rhythms of grace. The Holy Spirit is showing me as I meditate this scripture so many different times about how we take weights and we take things on ourselves that we shouldn't take on ourselves, and it kind of just loads us down spiritually. He says, "I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly." That's the way I want to live. Now, the Holy Spirit, when we meditate, He shows us how to apply this scripture in practical ways. Now, one thing, if we're going to meditate a scripture, we need to be quiet with that scripture. We need to get by ourselves. I mean, you don't have to be by yourself, but, you know, if you've got the TV blaring and you've got Facebook going and you're just doing this and that and you're multitasking and you're trying to get revelation of a scripture, it's not going to work that good. Why? Because God didn't set it up that way. He wants us to draw it out, but He wants our attention. He doesn't want, you know, I heard a prophet that I listened to. I'm not going to name his name, but he said something I really like. He said God told him, "I don't like it when my people multitask when they're supposed to be seeking me." And he's talking about we're doing 4 or 5 different things. We're looking at it in 4 or 5 different areas at the same time, and we're you know, doing this and doing that, but we're not focusing on the one thing. And that's the thing about meditating the Word or meditating one Scripture, is focusing on that one Scripture. I don't care if we do it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but if we just give it all of our focus and, you know, kind of cut the sound back that's trying to steal our attention, our undivided attention, and be still in His presence. So meditation is hearing and listening, and it's better a lot of times if it's in seclusion. Psalms 46 and 10 says, "Be still and know that I'm God." So we set aside a still place where we can meditate. And we get His Word out, and He just infuses us with power as we do that. Now, I'm shutting things off. I'm shutting the radio off. I'm shutting the TV off. I'm focusing all my attention on what God's Word says. Now, I'm listening more than talking. That's where I need the Jeopardy music ish. It's right there. That was the spot. That's okay. Look at your neighbor, point at your neighbor, and say, I hope he's not talking about you. Sometimes we don't listen more than we talk. And listening must be a priority if we're going to meditate. Now, like I said, I didn't do this enough in my walk with God for all these years. I understand more about meditation now than I ever have. So another thing is you've got to take control of your environment. God's got to be first place in that environment. That's the reason if I'm going somewhere with somebody, I'd prefer they go in my car. Why? Especially if I don't know them. If I don't know them, I'm going to meet them there. If I don't really know them. Because I don't want them to have the atmosphere. I don't want them to control that atmosphere. I've got to control it as far as what I'm hearing. You understand? I'm responsible for that. And I've got to be careful with that. Just like we all do. Psalms 119 and 48. This is in the Passion. I long for more revelation of your truth. For I love the light of your word, and I meditate on your decrees. So meditation will calm us down. When we do it the biblical way, we're getting off by ourselves. We're getting everything quiet. We're controlling that atmosphere. We're getting real quiet. We're just listening to His word. We're reading His word. We're just meditating it. One of the definitions of meditate is to chew the cud. Like a cow chews the cud. You know, a cow has got more than one stomach, so they can chew the stuff and get the nutrition out of it, and then they'll burp it back up. I know that's a great thing for y'all to hear, but they'll burp it back up, and then they'll chew it again and go to a different stomach, and they'll draw out more nutrition, and you know, this will go on and on. But that's the way we're supposed to do. It's a good example of how we're supposed to do with the Word of God, because there's much more revelation than we're drawing out. I mean, if I draw out everything I can draw out, you're going to draw out something different. You're going to draw out something that this individual to your experience and what God wants you to know, if we will give Him the time. So, okay, if I told you to meditate, Philippians 4 and 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And we know that's the King James. Okay, now this is in a different version. I'm not sure which one this is. I can do all things which He has called me to do. See, now immediately I see something right there that I've not seen. Okay, I can do all things He has called me to do. Well, there's some things He's not called us to do. So I can't do everything because He's not called me to do everything. Can you see that? You say, well, you know, I'm a mom and I've got, my kids got soccer and they've got football and they've got this and they've got that. But are they called to all those things? Are you running around like a chicken with your head cut off because you're going to what society is saying that you're supposed to be doing? Or are you listening to the Spirit? The Spirit may say, I want you to only do one of them. I'm not saying that He is. I'm just saying if we meditate, He'll speak to us and He'll tell us. We get quiet in His presence, He'll let us know what we're doing. Sometimes we're spinning our wheels because we're involved in too much stuff. We're too busy. Thank you very much. That was good. I can do all things which He has called me to do. Through Him, I can do all things which He has called me to do. Through Him who strengthens and empowers me to fulfill His purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. As I meditate the Word of God, inner strength comes into me from the Lord. Inner peace comes into me from the Lord. Sometimes you just, the more you meditate the Word, you'll know. There's just a knowing that'll come on you in certain things that you've been praying about. Now, I know if you try to put God in a box, I don't know if y'all have ever done that. Okay, I have. And some of those times I'm thinking, well, I've sought Him and sought Him and sought Him. I need Him to tell me about this situation right here. And you know, the Lord's kind of funny like that. Because sometimes you're believing Him for a specific, you know, for this particular situation. But it's in His time. It's not in our time. You understand that? Thank you. Because sometimes I can be doing something else or driving the car down the road or something. And suddenly out of nowhere, I hear it. I know His direction. But I was thinking He was going to speak to me 2 weeks before that. I was thinking when I was really, you know, just enclosing myself in His presence. And sometimes He will, but sometimes it's at His discretion. You got to understand that. Because I've had people ask me, well, I did everything that I'm supposed to do. Why didn't he tell me what to do? Well, it ain't over yet. He's going to tell you, but you're going to have to wait for him. Maybe you're like Pastor, and sometimes you've got a problem with patience. Thank you. Thank you very much. And he's making you wait. Thank you. Ephesians 6 and 10. This is in the Passion Translation. I remember I meditated this scripture a few months ago, and it just kept coming up in my spirit, and I really liked it. And I remember telling Pastor Sharon, I asked her, I said, have you ever heard this phrase? And I said, I found it in scripture. She said, what's that? I said, let the force be with you. Y'all have heard that phrase, right? Okay. Well, this scripture says, now my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious, get this, with the force. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. I just thought it was kind of cool. Let the force be with you. The force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. In 2 Corinthians 12 and 9 and 10, it says, but He answered me, my grace is always more than enough for you, and my power finds its full expression through your weakness. Now, to be honest with you, I've meditated this a lot, and I really have. I'm going to go ahead and read on down, and then I'm going to tell you what I got. So I will celebrate my weaknesses, for when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me when I'm weak. Why? Because you need to lean. Patty, you were talking about you were exhausted and you wouldn't have come tonight if somebody else had been there to fulfill it. He was wanting to show you that He's not exhausted. He was going to infuse you with strength, and that's what happened when you got here tonight. But you had to put one foot in front of the other in order for that strength to be infused into you. You get it? That's with Pastor. That's with all of us. We have to put the one foot when we don't feel like putting the one foot. There's been plenty of times I didn't feel like putting the one foot. My grace is always more than enough for you. My power finds its full expression through your weakness. So I will celebrate my weaknesses. For when I'm weak, I sense more deeply the mighty power of Christ living in me. In other words, I'm leaning on Him more. I can't do it. I don't have the physical strength. You ever been in a spot where you don't have the physical strength to do what you're supposed to do, but you're leaning on Him more, and that union with Him, suddenly you can do it. You didn't know how you were going to make it through the day, and you said, how can I even make it through 2 hours of the day? And yet He gets you through 2 hours. Then He gets you through two more, because there's a grace, there's an infusion that happens as we step forward and step forward one step at a time. He assists us when we make the step. So I'm not defeated by my weaknesses, but delighted. For when I feel my weakness and endure mistreatment, when I'm surrounded with troubles on every side and face persecution because of my love for Christ, I am made yet stronger, for my weakness becomes a portal to God's power. So anytime we're weak, if we'll remember, you may be mentally weak. You may be emotionally weak. You may be physically weak. Anytime you are weak, there's a portal for God's power. His strength is right there, but we got to step into it. We got to keep going forward when we don't feel like it. In the Amplified, it says, for when I am weak in human strength, then I am strong, truly able, truly powerful, truly drawing from God's strength. I love that. That's when Christ's strength comes on us to empower us when we're weak. Take a step in your weakness and you'll find His strength. Take a step when you're exhausted, you'll find His strength in your body, strength on your mind, strength in your emotions. Christ will help us as we take the step. In the Message, it says, my grace is enough, it's all you need. My strength comes into its own in your weakness. That's when I qualify for God's strength, that supernatural infusion when I'm exhausted, when I'm at the end, when I'm at the end of my own strength. Okay? You ever been in a situation where mentally you were just, you were being attacked? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Okay? The Word says in Psalms 119, 23 and 24, it says, princes also did sit and speak against me. Now, how many of y'all notice when somebody says something against us, it kind of grabs our attention, doesn't it? It kind of becomes the focus of our day, our week, our month. Somebody's talking bad about us, and if they, to know us is to love us. But they're talking bad. Okay? Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate. He meditated in the statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. In other words, he meditated. He did not focus on what was being spoken against him. He didn't focus, let it steal his attention. That's what the devil wants to do. He wants to put somebody on your job, somebody in your family, somebody to start speaking and causing a bunch of junk and getting our attention on what the enemy's doing, not what God is doing. And if we'll meditate, we will rise above that stuff. Meditation caused him to keep his focus on God. And I said this before. Psalms 1, 2, and 3. Instead, you thrill to God's words. Talking about meditate. You chew on Scripture day and night. So we're chewing that Scripture. You ought to have a Scripture. We ought to have Scripture. In my pocket right now, I should have a Scripture. I used to keep one in my pocket an awful lot. Now, I'm not talking about memorizing. Memorizing the Word is a great thing, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about meditating, saying it over and over, muttering it, saying a little bit of the Scripture out loud, and letting the Lord by the Holy Spirit give you revelation knowledge of that Scripture. It says he meditated, Psalm 63 and 6, in the night watches. Sometimes when the enemy comes in and attacks your mind at night with problems and worries, got to meditate a Scripture. It says, and Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the evening time. And you'll find out that Isaac had a habit of meditating. He got behind himself and meditated. That's what we've got to do sometimes. It says in Psalm 77, 11 and 12, surely I will remember thy wonders of old. I will meditate, think on all thy work and talk of all thy doings. What has the Lord done for you in the past? What miracle did he give you before? How has he brought you out? How did he heal you? What has he done? What's your testimony? Remember those things. That's meditating the right things. Amen?
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that he has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night, 7 p.m., and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, aciionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.
I would like to say one more thing. This is to the Faith Builders listeners out there. Please, if you would like a reply to your emails, include your email address within the body of your email. Thank you.